USA News. I'm Julio Flores. As former President Jimmy Carter remains under hospice care, his niece says he's had a good day on Sunday.
Right now, we honor Uncle Jimmy, and we know that he knows that every single breath he takes, every step he takes, every person who's there with him is there because it's supposed to.
Leanne Smith said her uncle is talking and eating, even asked her to bring him soup. She told Fox 5 News that he still has some time in him. The 98-year-old Carter decided earlier this month to spend his final days at his home, surrounded by family and friends, instead of undergoing further medical interventions. The White House says it's confident in its legal authority to roll out its student loan forgiveness program. The Supreme Court will be hearing arguments today on President Biden's plan to forgive an estimated $400 billion in student loan debt. The program would cancel $10,000 in debt for those earning less than $125,000 per year, and up to $20,000 for those who receive Pell Grants. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the program will give tens of millions of Americans more breathing room.
This program is going to give tens of millions of Americans across the country a little bit of a breathing room that you hear from the president, who says this a lot. That's part of his economic plan.
Jean-Pierre criticizes Republicans who don't think Americans need loan forgiveness.
It's unfortunate that Republicans, some Republicans officials across the country, think differently. They don't think that Americans need a little breathing room. They don't think that tens of millions of Americans who have gone through what we've gone through.
Senator John Fetterman is doing well on his path to recovery. That's according to a statement from his communications director, Joe Cavallo. He said there's nothing new to report other than that. The Pennsylvania Democrat was hospitalized for depression earlier this month. He's reportedly visiting with his family and staff every day and is being updated on Senate work. Calvillo noted that the process would take weeks, but Fetterman is grateful for the well wishes. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A zero-calorie sweetener can increase the risk of heart disease, stroke, and death. That's according to a new study published in the scientific journal Nature. The study is zeroing in on erythritol, which is used as a sugar substitute in many low-calorie, low-carbohydrate, and keto products. It's also found on the sweetener Truvia. The White House is giving government agencies 30 days to delete TikTok from federal devices and systems. Monday's announcement comes amid a growing national security concern over the popular video game's ownership by a Chinese company. There are concerns the company could harvest and supply sensitive data on American users to the Chinese government. Jansen Panettiere's cause of death is being revealed 1 week after his death at age 28. The younger brother of actress Hayden Panettiere died from an enlarged heart. His family confirmed the news in a statement. Jansen was found unresponsive in his New York apartment on February 19th. No foul play is suspected in his death. Jansen, like his sister, broke into Hollywood at a young age and started many projects, including The Walking Dead, Everybody Hates Chris. A man called police making a threat to the Hollywood sign, but he called the wrong Hollywood. TMZ was reporting the man called police in Hollywood, Florida, earlier this week. The other Hollywood is about 2,700 miles from the iconic landmark. He reportedly threatened to blow up the sign unless he got $10,000. The Broward County Sheriff's Office directed the call to the Los Angeles Police Department, which then determined it was a hoax and there was no threat. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.